USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration has changed direction on the Affordable Care Act. The administration had earlier argued for keeping parts of Obamacare, but now it tells a federal appeals panel it agrees with a lower court ruling that the law should be declared unconstitutional since Congress repealed the fines on uninsured people. If the law does go away, it could leave millions uninsured, giving Nancy Pelosi and Democrats a chance to highlight GOP reversals on health care.
They say one thing and they do another.
She says Democrats are working on legislation to shore up the law, but the president says the GOP will be the one to rescue it.
The Republican Party will soon be known as the party of health care.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 141 points, the S&P up 20, and the NASDAQ up 54. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Republicans in the House are criticizing Democrats over the Robert Mueller investigation. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says some Democrats should have something to say to the president.
I think he's owed an apology from every individual that stood there and said they had proof. If they said they knew of collusion, if they said and went on the American public and misled that took us down this path.
Minority Whip Steve Scalise says to Democrats, enough is enough. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is expanding a ban on foreign aid to oversee abortion providers.
We will enforce a strict prohibition on backdoor funding schemes and ad runs around our policy. American taxpayer dollars will not be used to underwrite abortions.
Abortion rights advocates slam the decision as dangerous to women's health, while abortion opponents welcomed it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
In a speech to the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo condemned the rise of anti-Semitism around the world. John Clements has more.
Mr. Pompeo's speech to the estimated 18,000 people at the 2019 policy conference followed the recognition by the Trump administration of the Golan Heights as part of sovereign Israel. Mr. Pompeo declared he is passionate about religious freedom.
It's because I'm a champion of that religious freedom and because I'm an American that I'm here today to tell you the United States stands with the Jewish people and Israel in the fight against the world's oldest bigotry.
I'm John Clemens.
After charges were dropped against actor Jesse Smollett, many people are not happy about what happened, including the mayor of Chicago. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Chicago Democratic Mayor Rahm Emanuel reacts to the news of charges being dropped against actor Jussie Smollett.
He did this all in the name of self-promotion. And he used the laws of the hate crime legislation to stand up to be the values that embody what we believe in. This is a whitewash of justice.
Meanwhile, former Washington, D.C. homicide detective and now Fox News contributor Ted Williams believes
Chicago the police department may have very well gotten out in front of their skis here.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.